I'm kind of ticked off because Secretary Vilsack took my entire speech. So I'm just going to give the zip codes of the FSA offices that are going to close, and I'm out of here. First of all, as Bob said, I'm not an expert on agriculture. I admit to that. So when I found out I was going to be speaking to the Farm Bureau, I did a little poking around on the Internet. And you know what I found out? There's a lot of pornography on the Internet. You should check it out. But also, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself, because to be honest, Bob Dahlman did a crappy job. I live in Miami. I moved there in 1986 from the United States. Most people don't think of Miami as an agricultural area, but there are people there, quite a few people there, who grow crops. Indoors. It's a different kind of farming than probably you're used to. You wake up in the morning, go into the living room, turn on the grow light, go on back to bed. Nobody bothers you about farm dust or anything like that. So you might think about that. This is why I believe the least realistic television program ever made was Lassie. Now, you're farmers. You have to hate Lassie. You have to hate that show. First of all, it's just, look what the image it presents of the American farm family, okay? These people were dense. They never left the kitchen. Every episode, they're in the kitchen looking out the window going, how come all the neighbors have crops? And it was a good thing, because if they ever left the kitchen, they got into trouble. Serious danger, especially the little boy, little Jeff, who later became little Timmy. And they didn't even notice that. That's how stupid these people were. He would fall into the quicksand. Like every week, he said, who the hell buys a farm with that much quicksand on it? So typical episode, Jeff slash Timmy sinking into the quicksand. Lassie goes racing back to the farmhouse, barking, whimpering, scratching on the screen door, clearly very agitated. Every single week, this is the plot. A family of normal intelligence would at some point figure this out. They go, ha, the little moron's in the quicksand again, isn't he? Not the Lassie family. They go, what's wrong, girl? Are you hungry? Now, a real dog would go, yeah. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. She'd come in. She'd eat. She'd spend the rest of the evening licking herself. She'd forget all about Jeff slash Timmy. By the end of the episode, he's bubbles in the quicksand. Tune in next week. They get a new little boy named Billy, you know. Not Lassie. Lassie would make them go rescue him. They come back to the house. They're sitting around the kitchen again. Everybody's happy. Lassie's in the corner trying to figure out the E-Verify law. I want to say, I've been watching the program up to now. I am in awe of what you folks do. I think, and it's been Secretary Vilsack said it, and Bob, people don't know enough about what you folks do. Americans don't understand agriculture. I'm part of that 98% of Americans don't really know anything about agriculture. Way too many Americans believe food comes from the supermarket. That's so stupid. It comes from the trucks parked behind the supermarket. Even I know that. But you're not enough people. But I feel inadequate talking to this group. I really do. Farmers, ranchers, you do something actually useful, something important. You feed the entire world. If you stopped doing what you did, people would die. People would starve to death. If I stopped doing what I did, there would be a tiny incremental drop in the world's supply of booger jokes. So my hat is off you. I also know that what you do is difficult. I once attempted agriculture, not on the scale you, but when I first bought my first house, I thought, I'm going to have a garden, I'm going to grow vegetables, and so I had a little area staked off in the back. I rented a rototiller, and I tilled the thing, and then I planted zucchini. Why didn't you tell me? I planted zucchini. I fertilized it, watered it, weeded it. Eventually, little zucchini sprout. You know, I was very excited. Zucchini sprouts appeared. Finally, big day, zucchini started growing. Big zucchini, a lot of zucchini. It was then that it really occurred to me, I don't like zucchini. I don't really know anybody who does really like zucchini. I don't ever hear anybody say, you know what I could use? A zucchini, man. The truth is, maybe two zucchini is enough for an American family for a year. But there I had hundreds of zucchini. So I did, I later learned, we all do, you put it in a paper sack and you take it over to your neighbors and leave it on and kind of sprint away. But then, of course, they start retaliating with their zucchinis. You know, the zucchini war gets going back and forth. So I don't, obviously, that's my point here. I really don't know anything about agriculture. I don't know. I am a journalist, technically. I'm a humor writer. That's what I do for a living, which means it's a strange job. I sit around in my underwear and make things up. That's what it is. It's like being a consultant. Except the consultant would be wearing your underwear. So that was a pretty glamorous life I've led. But anyway, I like that. I like, you know, the applause. I like the feeling of adulation, which is why, and Bob already mentioned this, but I am, in fact, still running for president of the United States. I'll pause here for your applause. Thank you. I'll stop. Thank you. I don't see why I shouldn't. Everybody else is. They're all in New Hampshire. You know, this is the kind of dedication I have. I'm not in New Hampshire. I'm here in Hawaii with you. Okay? That's how much I care. And I'm going to just tell you really quickly why you should support me for president of the United States. I hope I don't offend you, but I am a straight shooter. I'm not one of these poll-driven, focus group-driven. I tell it like it is. I let the chips fall where they may. If you don't like it, tough. But here's where I stand. I agree with you on everything. If you change your mind, let me know. Okay? I will be a friend to the American farmer and rancher. You can just text me the farm bill. I'm good with it.